Right. So the Gemara describes Ya'ale Biyavo as Ein Amora, as a tefillah that you speak that speaks about the time of the year. And unlike Alanisim, which, as we've been talking about, while it's important and contributes to the thanks that we give God, and that is central to the theme of Hanukkah, which is Hallel V'Hoda'ah, Ya'ale Biyavo, as we know, under most circumstances, with the exception of Maariv on Rosh Chodesh, and only on Rosh Chodesh, if you miss it, you have to repeat the Amidah, right? At night, it's a very interesting lumdish question why that is. I mean, again, the Gemara says it's because we're not Mekadesh L'Chodesh at night, and then you have to figure out, as the Gemara tries to figure out, why that's true, not only on the first night of Rosh Chodesh, but the second night, and again, it's not true on other days, right? Sometimes people make this mistake. I'm Chol HaMoed, they think they forget Ya'ale Biyavo at night, they don't have to repeat Shmoneh Esrei, it's not true. Fundamentally, Ya'ale Biyavo does require you to repeat Shmoneh Esrei, and the Lamdanim talk about why that is. Is it just a Tanai, or that it's like super important, or as many of them will have it, is that on Rosh Chodesh, on Chol HaMoed, and the like, Shmoneh Esrei is actually transformed. And therefore, if you don't in some way acknowledge the time of year, whether it be Rosh Chodesh, Chol HaMoed, or Yom Tov, or whatever it is, well, not Yom Tov, Yom Tov is his own tefillah, but really Chol HaMoed and Rosh Chodesh, so there's something lacking in Shmoneh Esrei. But what is it exactly? So we'll try to get some ideas about it. Rashi in Shabbat suggests that Ya'ale Biyavo, one second, the Omer Me'en Amara Ba'avodah, Rashi writes, Levakesh Rachamim Al Yisrael Va'al Yerushalayim, Lashiv Avodah Linkoma Lasot Karbanot Hayom. So Rashi has this interesting perspective, which is that what we're doing in Ya'ale Biyavo is asking for compassion for the Jews in Yerushalayim, that Avodah should be brought back, which is why it ends up in Ritzei, which is the bracha of Avodah. Why, of all places, would we talk about why is it so important on Rosh Chodesh Chol HaMoed to talk about the Avodah, and therefore we do it in the bracha Avodah. So Rashi says it's partially a tefillah, because what was unique about Rosh Chodesh, what was unique about Chol HaMoed, among other things, was that there were different korbanot brought in the Beit HaMikdash. And therefore, where it becomes most pointed that we're lacking something without the Beit HaMikdash is when we start talking about Avodah. So therefore, the right thing to do is to turn to God and say, look, today's Rosh Chodesh, we should be bringing a special korban. Today is Chol HaMoed, we should be bringing a special korban. We're not, and therefore what we do is we say an extra tefillah that talks about the theme of the day in the bracha of Avodah, and as part of our tefillah, as part of our supplication that God bring back the Beit HaMikdash, so that we can express the uniqueness of these days in the way that it was conceived of originally in the Torah. So Musaf obviously is even more direct than that, right? That Musaf is, Musaf is in many ways in place of the Karban. In fact, when you look at the Lamdanim, there are some not necessarily widely accepted positions in the Acharonim that really see Musaf not just as a tefillah of the Karban, but a replacement. And therefore, there are suggestions that there are certain exemptions from Musaf for women, possibly even for kids under 20, because they don't need kapara. Or even though they're chayav in mitzvahs, they don't need kapara.
Wait, kids under 20 don't need mitzvah?
There are odd shita in Acharonim that discussion. Like I said, odd positions in Acharonim. But right, Musaf seems to be more direct. But Ya'ale Biyavo seems to be a tefillah. Okay, let's try to get at least one idea, not about what Ya'ale Biyavo is, but something from within it. So there was an article a few years ago on the Lair House, which is sort of an eclectic, you know, website where people publish quasi-academic, inspirational, different pieces. I've published there before. The author, Ben Lorber, suggests, I don't know who he is, but he suggests something I think nice, that one of the things you should note in Ya'ale Biyavo is that as we're going through Ya'ale Biyavo, two points that I'll make. One is that we ask God to remember us, right? Now, what does Zachor, what does that verb pretty much always mean in Tanakh? It doesn't just mean remember, but it means remember for a purpose, right? So like on the Yom Narayim, we ask God to remember us for good, or we remember the Akedah and have mercy on us, right? So first of all, we ask God to remember us, right, as a call to action. So that's one point. But what I thought was very interesting that he notes is that in Yalav Yavo, when we're talking about it, we seem to talk about the past, present, and future, right? When you go through it, right? What do we ask God? What do we say Yalev Yavo? Which remembrances should come? So when we talk about Yerushalayim, as we just said, what we seem to be talking about on one level is the Beit HaMikdash is destroyed, and that's what we're remembering, right? That there's a lack today. But on the other hand, we also ask about God remembering the future, about Mashiach. And obviously he says that we remember, right? We talk about remembering, right, like us, right? Which is us living in the present. So when you look at Yalav Yavo, it seems to be that there is, and he proves it from several different portion, but even just at a simple glance, it seems to be true, that Yalav Yavo, when we ask God to remember us, we ask it by invoking sort of the past, present, and future, right? Talking about Yerushalayim as it's been destroyed, and that's what we're lacking, right? Talking about our us and ourselves, our tefillot, which are happening in the present, and about Mashiach, and that I think is a very interesting idea to say that that's what we're doing, right? That is part of asking for God to bring back the Beit HaMikdash. We're invoking sort of the eternity, past, present, and future, and saying, listen, right? There are things in the past that are part of what contribute to our prayer. Us here in the present is part of this story, and the future in which, right, our tefillah won't be all that we have. We'll have the Mashiach, we'll have the Beit HaMikdash, and we'll be able to represent, reflect these holidays in their proper way, right? All that is being invoked in the tefillah together, which is, I think, a very nice idea to think about in Yalav Yavo. With that, we will...